The St. Louis Post-Dispatch presents Post Time, timely reports ordinarily found only in the pages of the Post-Dispatch. Acne scars are the subject of this letter. Dear Dr. Thosteson, I had acne and now am left with scars. I've read that a skin burning will get rid of them. What is this? Signed, IAD. Here's the doctor's comment. I think you refer to a form of skin peeling which involves the use of acid causing the outer layer of skin to peel. This lessens the chance for blackheads and pimples to form, thus helping the acne situation. It has to be done under the supervision of a doctor familiar with the process because improper use can cause severe skin irritation. As to how much it will help get rid of your scars, I have my doubts. Keep listening for other post-time reports while the Post-Dispatch isn't available. The Post-Dispatch misses you, too. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch presents Post Time, timely reports ordinarily found only in the pages of the Post-Dispatch. Here are some thoughts on random subjects from humorist Bill Vaughn. The popular Post-Dispatch columnist writes, "Statisticians assure us that comparatively, food is cheap, as compared with diamonds and mink coats. A return traveler says they x-rayed his luggage at the airport and discovered that his two-seater had a collapsed lung. The interstate network of high-speed throughways will be completed in 1980, the year the speed limit will be reduced to 30 miles per hour. And finally, if Henry Kissinger is both Secretary of State and Special Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs, will he be allowed to tell himself what he's doing? Keep listening for other post-time reports while the Post-Dispatch is not available. The Post-Dispatch misses you, too. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch presents Post Time, timely reports ordinarily found only in the pages of the Post-Dispatch. Here's a little wit and wisdom from humorist Bill Vaughn. The popular Post-Dispatch columnist writes, "He who is without sin is in great demand to cast the first stone in the Watergate affair, but until he shows up, several others are filling in on a volunteer basis." It's pretty safe for a politician to bill himself as a constitutional scholar because it's a hard thing to prove one way or another. Our parents used to tell us to do something if you know what's good for you. Nowadays, we don't have to know what's good for us. The government has experts to let us know. The large motor company recalls several thousands of its buses, but we can always hope that among them wasn't the one we've been waiting for. Keep listening for other post-time reports while the Post-Dispatch is not available. The Post-Dispatch misses you, too. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch presents Post Time, timely reports ordinarily found only in the pages of the Post-Dispatch. In this one, Bill Vaughn, popular Post-Dispatch columnist, brandishes his razor-sharp wit. Bill writes, "The government may start printing $2 bills again. They've been gone so long we've forgotten whether they were supposed to bring good luck or bad. Obviously, there's a need for $2 bills in case you want to buy 50 cents worth of something." The objection is made that Watergate is dividing the nation. Well, it never started out as a great move to promote unity. Cousin Fusel Oil would quit drinking, except that he feels that he owes it to the public now that his bar stool at the Bit of Erin has been designated a National Historic Site. Keep listening for other post-time reports while the Post-Dispatch is not available. The Post-Dispatch misses you, too. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch presents Post Time, timely reports ordinarily found only in the pages of the Post-Dispatch. Here's a letter to Ann Landers. "Dear Ann, I've never read a letter in your column about a problem I see all around me. I think the reason I'm so aware of it is because I have it myself. I refer to that ugly little space some people have between their two front teeth. I'm in my early 30s and don't want to wear braces, but I'm considering another alternative. Should I have my two front teeth pulled and a couple of false ones put in? For some crazy reason, that space bothers me now more than it did when I was young. Thanks for your help. Signed, For Togetherness. Dear Four, pulling healthy teeth for any reason is almost never a good idea. A better alternative would be to have your two front teeth capped. The art of dental capping has been developed to such a degree that it's virtually impossible to tell a capped tooth from the real thing. See your dentist and keep smiling." Keep listening for another post-time report while the post is not available. The Post-Dispatch misses you, too.